USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden spoke publicly in Georgia on Tuesday, formally endorsing a change to Senate rules that would ease the passage of new voting rights legislation.
Gives me no satisfaction in saying that as an institutionalist, as a man who was honored to serve in the Senate. But as an institutionalist, I believe that the threat to our democracy is so grave that we must find a way to pass these voting rights bills.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has set January 17th as his deadline for votes on legislation tied to voting rights. Shortages at U.S. grocery stores are increasing. The shortages are widespread, impacting produce and meat as well as packaged goods. The Consumer Brands Association said the unavailability rate, which is typically 5 or 10%, is hovering at 15%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and diseases with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've never gained the fat or the weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials, or call 888-444-8895. That's toll-free, 888-444-8895. Get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% discount. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. Or call 888-444-8895, 444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
In a follow-up story, a Maryland man has a second lease on life thanks to a medical breakthrough.
A Maryland man has lived for 3 days with a pig heart beating inside of his chest. 57-year-old Dave Bennett agreed to be the first to risk the experimental surgery performed at the University of Maryland Medical Center. In the nine-hour surgery, doctors replaced the heart with one from a one-year-old 240-pound pig, gene-edited and bred specifically for this purpose. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is putting an estimated $750 million towards school meal programs this year due to higher food costs and supply chain issues. The School Nutrition Association represents more than 50,000 school nutritional health professionals and cited supply chain disruptions and staffing shortages as early as August 2021. With this budget, the USDA said it expects the purchasing power of schools to be in line with the cost of living. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The city of New Orleans is reinstituting a mask mandate just ahead of Mardi Gras.
The city of New Orleans is reinstating a mask mandate just weeks before the start of Mardi Gras as a way of stopping a surge in COVID-19 cases. Health Director Jennifer Avenzo saying hospitalizations have risen by a factor of 7.
There are no beds. If you go to an emergency department right now, expect to wait 6, 10, 12 hours to be seen just to get back to the emergency department.
A city spokesman saying on Tuesday that the action is needed to allow parades to roll through the famed French Quarter. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Authorities and witnesses say a pilot crash-landed a medical helicopter without loss of life near suburban Philadelphia on Tuesday. The pilot somehow avoided a web of power lines and buildings as the aircraft fluttered, hit the street, and slid into bushes outside of a church. Rescue crews rushed to the crash around 1 p.m. and helped pull the pilot, two crew members, and an infant patient out of the aircraft. None of them sustained life-threatening injuries. And in related news, the American Red Cross says the U.S. blood supply is still at a dangerously low level and donations are needed. The American Red Cross supplies 40% of the nation's medical care blood supply. To schedule an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.